The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoors and Radio Show. I would like to have a voice like Sebastian Gorka. What do you think? How would you like to hear the radio show in that voice every week? I don't know. You know who I'm talking about, everybody? Yeah, the guy that does that pain relief commercial. Yeah, I can't even imitate the guy. I'd love to, but... What a voice! What a tenor to his voice! Is that the word? I don't know if that's a word or not. 410 WCBM 680. You're listening to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. If you're just joining us, second hour here, kind of continue over from the first hour. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we hope you'll join us. We are giving away some fish and tackle this month, starting the contest. It'll run now through, I think, September. Tim, I'm not sure. Giving away a fish and tackle package, and I'm not sure which one. Tim told us last week. I don't know if this is bass or striped bass. I'm not sure. I think it's bass fishing for this one. But I'm sure Tim's listening, and he'll tell us if he's out there. Text or call, one or the other. But nice selection of fishing lures for those of you who have won. Those are a great fishing lures. I've used Tim's lures, and they work, believe it or not. They do, yeah. Excuse me. Long day yesterday, early morning, long drive to and from the fishing grounds, 8 hours of fishing, standing up in a boat, and a very successful day. We worked one fish, the biggest fish of the day. We worked on that fish for 40 minutes. 40 minutes. Knew the fish was there. It would bite. It would bite, take my bait under a log, and get off. Bite, take my bait under a log, and get off. Broke off. Got tangled up. I think I lost three baits in that tangled trees. But finally worked it. Finally, after 40 minutes, hooked the fish, brought her out of the brush pile, caught her, quick picture, and back in the water, and she went right back to the bed, which is what she was supposed to do. So... We had a great day, but that was a challenge. And some of them took a minute. Some of them took a couple of minutes. I think the last two fish came from the same area. They didn't take that long. They really didn't. But some of those fish, you spend 15, 20 minutes, like I said, 40 on that one. And we came back to one fish three times. We knew it was there. It would bite us, but we couldn't hook it. And I eventually caught it. So... it's a lot of fun, a lot of work, but it's a good time, that's for sure. 410-922-6680. Let's see, Linda in Baltimore. Good morning, Linda.
I think your voice sounds really good.
Oh, I have no complaints about my voice, but I mean that Sebastian Gorka guy. You know who's talking when he's talking. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think you sound just as good.
Well,
my dad, God bless him, I loved him. He was the most wonderful man in the world. He tried every job, every kind of job you could do. So he decided he would open a fish market. And every morning he would have to go down like 4 o'clock in the morning to buy fish to come back, you know, to sell in his market. And he wasn't really a good guy for that. You know, he was more artistic, but he would try anything. And one day he came home with a whole big basket of live crabs. So soup.
Yep.
He cooked them up, and we were all sitting around eating crabs. We used to go to Gordon's, seafood. So my dad cooked them up, and then a couple hours later, all sitting around, and a crab comes walking out. It had gotten loose or didn't get cooked, and I'm saying, "Oh, Dad, can we keep them? Can we keep them?
Oh.
Can we keep them as a pet?" So my dad.
Oh my gosh.
My dad said, "Sure." So I don't know. I think we put them in a cage and we tried to keep them as a pet. So that was my experience with my dad.
Oh my goodness, a crab as a pet. That. Yeah, you don't pet them too often, though, did you?
And you couldn't kiss them too much.
And you couldn't snuggle with them, no.
But my poor dad, he lost his business because people in the building where he was renting would sneak down during the night and steal his stuff, and he really didn't know what was happening. You know, so
oh, no.
his experience being a fish shot. Having a fish store didn't work too well.
Yeah, well.
But I enjoy your show, you know. And
well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and So keep it up, and you sound. You sound as good as him. You know, you're here and he's there, so that's the difference.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I was up in Queen Anne's County a while back, about a couple months ago, and I'm standing in line at the meat shop. And making my purchase and talking to the clerk there, whatever, and the guy behind me says, I recognize that voice. I said, "You do?" He says, "Yeah, you're Alan Ellis, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." So I listen to your radio show all the time, every week, been listening for years. I said, "Oh, that's great. Glad to hear that. Appreciate the shout, you know, appreciate the recognition," whatever he said, doesn't matter. Anyway, the guy behind him goes, "Yeah, I thought that was you. I listened to you." I'm like, okay, well, you know. And I hear it quite often, you know, when I'm out and talking in public, to even at any kind of store, you know, people recognize the voice. So I guess it's...
Yeah, you said you have a great voice for radio.
I do.
That's what you said, you know.
I do.
And you do.
I have a face for radio, too.
You're funny.
Linda, you have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you, dear.
And
nice hearing
from
you.
Robin.
I will.
Okay, thank you.
I will. Thank you so much.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There goes Linda. Bye-bye. There goes Linda. 410 WCBM 680. If you'd like to get in the fish and tackle contest, we'd love to have you. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron. First name, last name, and a good phone number. Should you win, we'll need to contact you and get your address and have Tim send you some fishing tackle. And nice package of tackle, nice little mixed package for whatever species you're after. And, oh, my goodness, excuse me. Sorry, I feel like I'm sleeping here on the air, but I hope everybody's getting whatever they... Whatever you listen for, I hope you're getting it this morning. It's just working my way through. Let's see. Who's on the line now? Scott in Middle River. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. What's going on, buddy? You fishing?
Oh, yeah. Heading over to Dundee. I got a little club tournament for bass this morning, so.
I got you. Yeah.
I got a little bit late start. I got all the way up, got my coffee, and I realized I left my jacket at home, so I had to go back and get it.
Oh, that's not good.
It's a little chilly out here this morning.
Well, we were a couple hundred yards from the boat dock yesterday when we turned around, and Glenn says, "I forgot my tackle bag." So you got to have your tackle bag, man. Yeah, you got to have your tackle bag.
Yeah. Yeah, I just went down here. Bass fishing has really improved in the Middle River, Dundee, Gunpowder area. And I think it's got a lot to do with the stocking program that I've been heading up for the past several years.
And I don't, that doesn't surprise me.
The proof is in the pudding. By the way, did you,
well, you know, you know,
title? Go ahead.
A new, no, I was going to say they've done a stocking program on the Potomac for smallmouth over the last few years, and that's paying off pretty well too.
I heard that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm glad. I'm glad that the largemouth are coming back.
We're getting a new tidal bass manager to replace Joe Love.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's going to be Ryan Gary. That's Marty Gary's son. I'm sure you're familiar with Marty.
I know. I talk to Marty every now and then. Yeah, at least once a year I talk to Marty. Marty wrote a great article for Big Ass Fish. So, hey, Scott, got a question.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in writing an article about snakehead on your river system over there? Not bass,
sure,
snakehead.
I can do that.
All right. Do you have my cell phone?
I do.
I think I have yours. Let's talk like Monday.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good. As a matter of fact, as you know, I live on Hogpen Creek. And I was out there working in the yard day before yesterday. And, or was it yesterday? Yesterday. A neighbor hollers over, hey, you look what I got. He brings it over. He had about a 26-inch snakehead. He caught right from the dock there.
Wow.
They're still around in good numbers.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be around. There's no question.
Yeah, they're here to stay.
No question. But yeah, I'd love to talk to you about that and get some local input on that. And you know, look, you guys want to eliminate them. There's no snakehead tournaments out there, you know. I think the jury's still out on whether they eat bass fry or whether they don't. I'm sure they're opportunistic and eat everything, but I don't know that it's affected the bass population at all like they thought it would here in Maryland anywhere. But you know, you would be on top of that. There's your angle.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a Monday, okay?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care now.
Have a great day. All right. Congratulations on the stocking success.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Yes, sir. 410-922-6680. Yes, indeed. No, Ken, my buddy Ken up in Carroll County. I bet you knew the term buck for a dollar bill came from Daniel Boone. The sale of a deer or buckskin was a dollar, hence buckskins for a buck. I did not know that. But it doesn't. It certainly sounds like it makes sense. You know, the first deer season in Maryland was back in the 30s in western Maryland. I think there was one or two counties, Garrett and Allegheny, or just Garrett County, had a deer season here in Maryland. And we go up there, we'll be up there August 17th, and the quality of white-tailed deer in western Maryland has become tremendous. And it's due in part to the National Deer Association group up there. It used to be Quality Deer Management Association, but they have about 6,000 acres, something like that, 6,300 acres, with 50-some landowners involved as people who are using quality deer management methods to not only, you know, take excess does, but also allow the bucks to grow to maturity before they're harvested and so forth. And there are some tremendous animals up there. If you go through the record book, Bucks, Bears, Stags record book, if you don't have one, order one. Go to the website, bucks-bears-stags.com, and order a record book, man. I'll tell you, it's history. Order both of them. Order the 2020 and the 2023. But it's got tremendous history for Maryland deer, and this one in particular has a lot of those legacy deer, including one, the lure buck from up there in Garrett County, which was a giant deer that made it Boone and Crockett size back in the 60s. Well, those deer are great. I mean, those deer. But my point is that that early deer season in Garrett County, primarily because of the terrain and everything else up there, when you talk to those guys up there, you say to them, have you ever heard of Meshack Browning? And everybody says, yeah, we know Meshack. You know, well, he's buried in Friendsville. Meshack Browning wrote a book called 44 Years in the Life of a Hunter. He was a market hunter. for deer and bear. I mean, he hammered the deer population in that area, in the mountains out there. I mean, he just, I can't tell you how many deer he said he killed, 3,000 deer, 600 bears or something like that. Well, no animal population can take commercial harvesting when it's done without regulation, limits, or, you know, self-discipline. So, you know, and he was a, look, he wasn't a sport hunter. I'm sure he ate deer and bear meat all the time, but his job was to kill deer, load them on a train, and head them down to Baltimore, or bring them down here by himself and sell them in Baltimore, sell the deer meat in Baltimore back in the mid-1800s. Read all about it in 44 Years of Life of a Hunter. I've got a volume of it somewhere around here. I'll have to crack it out, but it's a great publication. So there you go. And it does talk about a lot about the different areas up there in Western Maryland and the bear population and so forth. So, but just had to bring that up. Market hunting brought about the decline in the deer population in Maryland. Meshack wasn't the only guy, you know, he wasn't the only one, but, you know, trainloads of deer meat coming to Baltimore. Look at the canvasback duck. Yep. Train cars full of canvasback ducks shipped to New York, on a daily basis and across the world, because of the tremendous population of canvasback ducks here in Maryland and, you know, the market hunters and the punt guns and all that stuff. So read about some of the market hunting history here in Maryland and see how far we've come. It's very interesting. 410-922-6680. If you want to get in a fish and tackle contest, call in. Leave your name and number with Aaron. Go on the air with me, and you'll be glad. If you win, you'll be glad you get a nice little package of tackle. So. He's got it all broken down. I just have to figure out what he's got. Let me see if I can find it. Or, Tim, you can just call if you want, feel like it. Hey, we need to take a break. Holy moly. We do. I'm running late here. So, let's talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Oh, indeed. What a place. I mean, if you need anything for the outside or the inside of your house, stop by Backyard Billy's. It's your go-to place for making your backyard fun. You look around out there in the rain today and you go, boy, that picnic table looks sad. My grill's all rusty. I need to upgrade here a little bit this year. I think I'll go to Backyard Billy's this weekend and see what they've got. So as far as your deck is concerned, you know, the Adirondack chairs, a thousand of them in stock. Any color. Take your wife. She'll pick the color. She'll pick the one with a crab on it. You might want one with a marlin on it. Well, they've got them. You might want one that rocks. Well, they've got those too, the Adirondack chairs. You'll look at that tremendous selection of unbeatable poly furniture, weatherproof, waterproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, you know, high tops, low tops. If you just got a place on your deck where you want to, you know, set up a little high top and a couple of chairs for you to go out and enjoy dinner in the evening on the deck or in the backyard, they've got that, you know. Tables for two, tables for four, tables for the whole family. Have a crab feast, invite everybody over. They've got it all. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Swing sets and storage sheds and all that stuff, like chicken coops and chicken sedans and dog kennels and pergolas and gazebos and greenhouses. All that is in Backyard Billy's. Backyard, free delivery within 60 miles and free setup too. Free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll find it all at Backyard Billy's. Assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings, too. You have a little chilly evening, you want to start a fire? They've got the rings to do that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. located in the store, is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You know what? Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, look, if you're looking for a firearm, may I suggest a Browning? A Browning. Shotgun Sports. I was talking to a local sporting goods store here, and the guy asked me if I ever saw a BT-7. And I said, I heard about it. It's a trap gun, isn't it? He goes, well, this particular one I saw, and he showed it to me, is a skeet gun. He said they only brought him in for 1 year because the Satori's were in low supply. Belgian-made gun, and I know where there is one, if you're interested, Dave. Unless you have one. But the Satori CXT and the Satori White Lightning and the Satori Sporting are all available at Clyde Sports Shop. These are beautiful over and under shotguns, you know, depending on what you want them for. If you want them for trap, skeet, field shooting, they've got them all, three different models. All the Satoris have the chrome-plated chambers, the triple trigger system. They're all backboard technology and in Vector Plus choke tube systems. Why not stop by and check out the line of over and under Browning Satoris at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. Been around since 1957 as a worm shop. That's where they started, and now they're a full line Browning dealer. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. They're open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting available too. Why not stop by your Browning, full-line Browning dealer? You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
All right, very good. I'm texting Aaron. Hey, Aaron, you don't have to answer me on the air if you want, but we have a bass fishing song. I know we do, but I can't remember the name of it. The guy's, you know, going to his bank to get his loan for his tackle, you know, purchases and so forth. I don't know if you remember that song or not. Yeah, okay. But, I mean, if it's something in the system, I'm sure it has the title Bass in it. I don't know if that helps. Okay, thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, let's talk to Michael. In wherever Michael's from. Good morning, Michael. Hello, Michael. I don't hear anything. Michael, 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 Michael. Going once, going twice. Bob in Parkville, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Glad to hear you got out on the water yesterday.
Finally, yeah. It's been a while. Loved it, though.
What was your? I know, have an idea where you went, but what was your bait of choice?
Tube.
Say again.
Plastic tube.
Oh, the tube. Okay.
Yeah, plastic tube. Texas rig tube.
Yeah. Well, I was out the Thursday. Beautiful day Thursday. My gosh.
Yeah. I heard the catch wasn't much.
Well,
on Thursday.
I was in Pennsylvania.
Ah.
With my cousin.
Yeah.
I wasn't targeting a smallmouth, I was targeting a largemouth.
Okay.
And ended up with a total of 10. This is from 7 a.m. to noon. And my cousin had, I think, 17. And we were mainly plastic out. We caught the majority on the wacky worm. And
wacky worm, Ned Rig, Fluke.
Did the wacky and Fat Albert. It's like a grub.
Yeah.
When they found lead head and salt and pepper.
Yeah.
My cousin loved the tube, and then he just got away from it, and the wacky has been so successful. It's hard to switch.
Yeah, no question. Well, you know, the largemouth, they like all kinds of things. The smallmouth seem to reject almost everything else but that tube. I don't know what it imitates when you toss it in there, but they like it. No, they hate it. Actually, they take the,
get
you know,
away.
Yeah, they'll, you know, they're so slick. You know, you'll throw it right. A lot of times you won't see the fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they'll just tap it like you know, I say there's a grandma tap, you know, something like that. Hit it like your grandma. and other times, you know, they'll bump it. Other times they'll just pick it up and move it away. And the only indication you have is that your line's moving away from where you threw it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just very quiet, but sometimes they'll hammer it, too. Sometimes they'll hit it like, you know, they want to kill it. And,
what color were you using?
We were using the pumpkin, and we were using the, I like white. I personally like white.
You know,
I like, and the reason I like white is I can see it.
Yeah.
Even though we dye the tail green on the pumpkin or anything else that we throw. I like red, too, but I can't find the right red. I can't find the strawberry tube, like, you know, the old man's strawberry worm. Can't find them.
Get a white, you might be able to take and dye it red with that garlic dye.
It's possible. It's possible.
They have chartreuse, obviously, and then they have, I think, a pink, and I think they have a red. Oh, my God. I love the red, and I mean the white, too, when he used it years back. And he
was
a painted red lead head inside, and then that little bit of red would show through it, that, you know, where you tied on that.
Yeah.
He had a lot of success with that.
Yeah, we Texas rig most of them. It's just because it's simple. We don't put the weight in the tube. Probably be a better choice to do that. But we do have, there are red, they're not lead. They're, what are they?
Tungsten.
What are my, tungsten. I use the tungsten weights, and there are red versions available in 3/8. So
yeah,
we use that. And I use a red Eagle Claw, hook as well.
I like that. I use, with a wacky, I use mainly a circle hooks, and I use a fairly small one, believe it or not. And we got our fish on a wacky hooked on the corner.
Yeah.
We only lost, I think, one or two fish Thursday.
Yeah.
But it was nice. Quick question on Robin. I know we used to love listening to her, and then, you know, she got ill.
She's coming back, yeah.
You might consider taping a message, or, you know, let her tape a message, and, like, you know, the get out, stay safe.
Or I like that.
Just a message, and play it, you know, different times, you know, when you do
I like that.
Commercial. Because, I mean, we enjoy hearing her. Well, she's always, you know, upbeat. And
she is, yeah.
And, you know, when you, this is the Alan and Robin, you know, show, so we got to get in there for a couple spots here and there.
You know what, I like that. I like that idea. So,
and then,
maybe we'll see what we can do. I know Aaron can tape. You can tape a spot right there, can't you, Aaron? Yeah, there you go. Maybe we'll get her up and have her tape a little message for the listeners. One of these days. Sounds good, man.
Get her on a good day when she's, you know, feeling good, and
give
a upbeat message of any kind.
I appreciate that. Well, she is definitely upbeat. No, she's definitely upbeat, no question.
Oh yeah. She's got a, you know, pleasant voice too. You know, enjoy hearing her.
Indeed, no question.
Well, your magazine. I live over in Parkville. You know, I travel to Towson, Cockeysville.
Yeah.
Sparrows Point, Rosedale.
Yeah. The fishing one.
Where's your magazine at? Give me a look.
Continental Arms, the Maryland Loves Crabs will be at all those seafood shops in the area.
York Road.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah.
Continental Arms, the one off of 83, and York Road. By the
That's where the Hunt magazine. Yep, we'll have the Hunt magazine in there. We'll put them all in there once they hit this spring, and then the other ones. If you live in Parkville, Parkville Crabs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Conrad's, Ocean Pride, Waterman's Pride, Gibby's.
Wow.
You know? Yeah.
I have to look around Conrad's a lot because we go there frequently and get lunch or, you know, get a soft crab or something.
Yeah. So, yep, I'll let everybody know when their printed version's coming out. The covers went to the printer this week, so that means that the text pages layout starts this week, and hopefully go by.
Okay, great.
We'll see. Yeah.
Clyde's, I mean, I don't get over there often, but when I do, I mean, they have anything you need for fishing or hunting. I mean, that place is amazing. They've got one of the best selections on shad darts that you're going to find.
No question.
You know, until they run out.
Yeah, of course.
The people there are great. They really are.
They are. Well, We hooked them up with a new supplier for the snakehead frogs, and the guy has a line of mice out now. Warren Taylor, just a nice guy, has a bait called Tailored Baits, and all that stuff is imported, but he's got the colors that are just vibrant and just striking. And Clyde ordered a bunch, and he sold out. Out of a lot of them, had to reorder. So I talked to Warren yesterday. And,
no, I've never targeted snakeheads, but I always heard, like, you know, the white mouse or the frog, stuff like that.
Yep.
I just heard recently a guy was saying he's done very well with the gold spoon MEPS.
Yeah.
On snakeheads.
Yep. MEPS are good. Inline spinners are good. What I like about the MEPS is you can keep them. in the upper foot or so of the water column, and those snake heads, you know, with their eyes on the top, they're always looking up for their target. So you keep the bait above them. It's not a fish you bottom fish for. You know what I mean?
Right. I thought like the frogs, I guess, and the mice because they're on top.
Exactly. And there's even a big spider out there now. Somebody made a spider. Lunker Hunt or something made a big spider that you can toss for them.
So, wow.
And I mean, yeah. Yeah. So.
But, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Our first fish I ever caught was down Dundee.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Good. I guess I was probably about maybe 7 or 8 years old fishing with my dad. We got a rowboat and he'd row out. I think it was a Friday after work.
Yeah.
It was a slight drizzle. I wasn't real happy going, but, yeah, you could go anywhere with your dad.
Oh, yeah.
He's catching one after another, and he gave me a spinning rod and had a hula popper on it. And he said, cast it a swirls, cast it a swirls.
So there was always good advice.
Out of me, and I cast it there, and big old bass hit it. Again, I'm not real big. I'm, 7 or 8, whatever.
Yeah.
And that rod's bent in half, and I was Dad, take it. He's going to pull me over. And he just looked like a fish. Pulled it.
And that bass is long forgotten as far as what it looked like and everything else. But the other one hooked that day for a lifetime was you.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, squirrel hunting, you know, at a young age and fishing, everything that your dad taught you. You know, I've taught my grandkids. I got 5 grandkids, and they could all efficiently cast a spinning rod by age 5.
That's
they all love to fish. Now, I got a spread. I've got a 5 and a 7, and then a 20, 22. And
you're like me. I've got one 24 and a couple in between, and then a 4 and a 3-year-old. So four-year-old right now, he's still in playing in the mud and throwing the rocks. You know.
Right. He'll come along.
Oh, yeah, no question.
5-year-old.
I love to fish.
He's bugging me to go fishing. I says, Ethan, they're just not ready yet. You know, the perch, I take him down Miller's Island. He just is so excited when a fish is on the line. And it's 7-year-old. He caught his first rock when he was, I think, 4.
Wow.
We were out by the Key Bridge. They were breaking
little
spoons and bucktails and stuff, and he hooked one.
Nice.
They go, as big as the sunshine.
Yeah.
Neat feeling.
Yes, it is. Well, my first fish came from what they call the warming dam at Penn State University Altoona campus.
Oh, okay.
And it's the ice skating rink or whatever whatever that body of water is there. I think I was 6, and I think my first fish was a pumpkin seed about 4 inches long.
Okay, yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Bobber.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, we caught a few that day, and we were only there for a few hours in the evening, if I recall, and then, it went from there to smallmouth fishing on the Juniata River. My dad had a boat on Prince Gallitzin State Park, Lake Glendale, and it was small northern pike and catfish and whatever else we could catch up there, and it was a good time.
We were fishing at night one time. I guess this is a few years later. Maybe I was around 9, or 10. I'm not sure. There's 3 of us in a boat on the Susquehanna, and he had a spot we would anchor off, and we just drop him straight down fishing for any catfish and perch, whatever. Yep. And I felt a little bite, and I set the hook, and man, this thing just again, bent my rod in half. I was a little older now. I felt I could handle it.
Yeah.
And here I had tail snagged a catfish. I thought I had a whale on there.
They don't come in easy that way, buddy. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, but that's it. Man, you must have a big pike or something, or everybody's trying to figure out what you got on there. And here it was, like I say, I guess he was about maybe 20 inches or something.
Yeah.
But that tail snag was just, geez, he did what he wanted for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we fished a lot together. So, all right, my man, thank you very much for the call.
Okay, and try to get that message from Rob, and I think you're.
I like that idea.
Really
enjoy
it.
That's a great suggestion. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
You have a great day.
Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Gary over there in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I just need some quick information on the current rockfish season.
I knew you were going to ask.
Good.
I think it comes.
For me?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Let me look here. I think it's still May 15th.
Okay.
One fish, 19 to 24.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it. It's been a while since I looked. I figured everybody that fished would know.
Right. Yeah, I'm just verifying.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
You know, 19 to 24, 15th to, I believe, the end of the month.
I think you're right, yeah.
And then there's a gap, and then it opens. It's, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's all to make sure we have rockfish into the future.
Okay.
I know, you know, there's people that don't agree with it.
Right.
You know, let's see. Marine trout, fishing report. Trout stalking, police awards. I got a lot of DNR press releases. State record fall fish, Chesapeake Bay, recreational fishing. Hold on, here it is.
Okay.
Change the size limit for striped bass, recreational charter boat, summer and fall fishery, Chesapeake Bay and top tributaries, including Maryland tributaries of Potomac. Effective 12:01 a.m. May 16th, the minimum size for striped bass is 19 inches and the maximum size is 24 inches. This rule is in effect for the entire 2024 striped bass summer season and fall season, which runs from May 16th through July 15th, 2024.
Okay.
Then there's that hot weather break. And then it picks up again August 1st through December 10th. Everything else is closed.
Oh, that's perfect. I got it.
All right. Now you know.
All right, man. Thanks.
You got it. Thank you, Gary.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Confirmation on your recreation. My goodness. Clyde Sports Shop commercial was already done. I don't have to say anything. Anything and everything for fishing. I'll just give the address, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108 is the phone number, 410-242-6108 for live bait, frozen bait, minnows, any and all types of fishing tackle. Rods and reels, fishing line wound on your spool, crabbing supplies, crab traps, crab nets, trot line parts, steamer pots, crab seasoning, Clyde Sport Shop. It's all available right there. Small shop, remains unchanged since just about unchanged, a few facelifts here and there since I started doing business with them 40 years ago. Did facelift the outside a little bit, put a new sign up, beautiful sign. Good people, good prices. You know, the thing is, when you're in business, you got to do things like manufactured suggested retail prices and things like that on certain items, and you can't vary from that because of the consistency across the board. But I know that Clyde has never intentionally jacked up a price on something, even if it was in short supply. Whatever his regular margin is, that's what he charges. And they're the most honest people you ever want to do business with, Clyde Sports. I will tell you that. 242-6108, 410-242-6108 is Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, one more time for Backyard Billy's. No, one more time for Spurry's Tire. located at Spurrier's Tire Service, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, and that's where I get my tire and auto service work done as much as I can. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as the others. If you need a Michelin or something, they've got it. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Any tire for any machine in your barnyard, your barn, your backyard, your back 40, they've got it. Garden tractors to farm tractors. Trailers and ATVs probably do more trailer tires than anybody in the, well, east of the Mississippi and maybe even through the entire United States. They do more trailer tires than you can imagine. ATVs, RTVs, SUVs, LSVs, they've got tires for everything. Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or give them a call for prices at 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384, but if you don't have a chance to call and just want to stop by, please do. They're easy to get to. The website, spurrierstire.com. One more time, though, the phone number, 410-822-7384. For Spurrier's Tire Service, customers from all over Delmarva, even across the bridge, I know that they've had calls from Baltimore based on this show, and people have driven there and gotten very satisfactory service and good prices on their tires. So why not try it? We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening. to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
That is true. That is true. If you're a bass fisherman, you know that song is so, so true. All right. Well, here we are, almost the end of the show. We might have time for one more caller, but also got to tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Now, look, I can do this commercial by heart. The only thing I got to look at is this for the script is the phone number, because I can't remember that. But the beautiful part about Backyard Billy's is if you need something for the outside, they've got it. I mean, sheds, chicken coops, dog kennels, greenhouses, pergolas. You know what that is, right? Gazebos, barbecue grills, several different kinds, beautiful tables and chairs, anything, any kind of table and chair setup you want, Adirondack chairs like you wouldn't believe, in all different styles, colors, and sizes as well. I know some of our listeners have been there. I know that they know what Backyard Billy's has, but maybe they don't know everything. If you have a beach house or just a room that you want to redecorate with some, you know, beachy-type furniture, they've got it. Go inside. Take a look at that beautiful furniture selection. It's not just necessarily about backyard. You know, a beach house, they've got it. They've got it. And then there's what they call Hearth America, the pellet stoves, the gas stoves, the pellet inserts, the gas inserts, the wood inserts, the wood stoves, the electric inserts, the you name it. I love the place. Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Coming from the bridge, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Great sponsors. Tell them you heard about them right here first. Well, there's the music. I hope you enjoyed the show. That was fun. Went too fast, as always, but we're here every week. Same time, same channel, WCBM 680, 5 to 7 a.m. I'm Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Now get out. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next week.